Hey everybody, Jay Black here, giving a little intro to the podcast, which if you're a regular listener, number one, thank you. Number two, you know that this isn't the way we usually do things. Usually the commercials come on, then the podcast just starts and it goes through till the end. Well, we had a bit of an error when we recorded this podcast. And by error, I don't mean including me on the podcast. That was rude and hurtful that you would even think that. The error was just a technical error. About 33 minutes into the podcast, the computer just crapped out on us. We don't know why. My own guess is that the computer gained sentience, tried to kill me, realized it didn't have any hands, and did the next best thing it could, which was shut off my voice from being heard by the listening public. I think it's, you know, it might be megalomaniacal of me to say, but I think this is entirely my fault and the work of a sentient computer at New Jersey 101.5. Either way, we couldn't quite figure out what the problem was. We couldn't get it working again, so we just called it a day and stopped the podcast at 33 minutes. I wanted to give you that heads up so that when you got to the end of the podcast and you hear Bill say, a bad thing just happened, and then it cuts out, which Bill will say, a bad thing just happened, and it cuts out. I don't want you to think that I Harvey Weinstein'd him or Louis C.K.'d him or any kind of foul play. Was anything like that? The computer just died. So we didn't get a chance to say our goodbyes to our wonderful guests. We did not get a chance to plug our Twitter feeds, or in the case of myself, the feed of bulletin board posts that I make at my local library because I don't have a Twitter. But I'll be back at the end to do that. Just wanted to give you the heads up about that technical issue. We're always thrilled that you listen. This is my personal time to tell you. It means the world to me that you're listening to this right now. If you like us, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate us. Review us. You might say, Jay, if I leave a bad review, will that hurt your feelings? Yes, but I'm an any attention is good attention kind of narcissist. So leave a review. It doesn't have to be good. Just subscribe, rate, review us, and thank you so much for listening. I'll be back at the end to say goodbye, and enjoy this episode.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors. Great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia, here with my co-hosts Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. Follow Yay. Her at Chasing Jess Nutt. We are joined by a very special guest. Actually, two special guests.
You guys all got really quiet all of a sudden.
Did you notice that happen? Yeah. They were waiting for me to say something inappropriate. That's what it felt like for me.
I felt a pregnant pause, and I was just what kind of wisdom is going to come tumbling out of Bill right now?
Thank you very much, Jay. I needed that, because I really took a lot of shit in the last one. I got to be honest. I did. I definitely did. I definitely did.
You know who took the most shit?
Who?
The Flange.
The Flange did.
Day in and day out.
We are joined by Newsman Patrick Lavery from New Jersey 101.5. Patrick, good morning.
How are you?
I say good morning. Let me tell you why. This releases at midnight.
Okay.
And usually when I see Patrick, it's like 5:45 in the morning.
Yep.
Is anybody else a little annoyed that we go to midnight at like midnight becomes morning? I feel like it should be sunrise. Well, we should all say it because 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, because midnight.
Why don't we start the day at 6?
It always messes me up.
Right?
People go like, it'll be midnight Friday. Morning. Was that
and no sunrise. Daylight saving time?
I do want to point out
is that midnight Friday
that occupying the short chair is Nicole Perino.
Oh, hi Nicole.
Nicole, it's so awkward. It's so awkward. I'm looking.
You can't say midnight. You're like a
you're
person.
A relatively
I'm
tall
a little person
millennial.
Today. I'm channeling my.
Can you say
person.
That? That's part of my comedy act.
What? Oh, midget. Yeah.
Funny.
Catch me
funny.
On TLC next week on the new. People Big World.
This is an awkward view for me. Jessica, do you have the same awkward view that I have? Right, like all of a sudden there's Jay, and Jay looks huge.
Yes.
Not like in a weight thing.
No.
Like clearly your diet worked. You look great.
I look
But
muscular.
You look huge.
Solid.
Then there's Patrick. I can see Patrick's eyes. He looks like the guy on Home Improvement. Yeah.
I love
and,
that guy.
And then, right?
That is
that
a solid comparison right now.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And then there's Nicole, who I know is here.
Right.
Where is Nicole right now? I'm going to move on. Let's move on. Jay, I'm going to turn this over to you now.
Okay, let me get back to my annoyances.
Nicole, can
at
you
midnight.
Please now move so I can like focus the rest of the podcast?
Where is Nicole? Seriously,
can you come sit over
Did
time?
You lower the seat?
Get, no, come over
oh,
here.
Oh,
it's just
wait,
so
can
awkward.
We, get wait, can over we see here. That on Facebook Live?
Can you guys see that on Facebook
no.
Live, everybody?
I tried to raise it. And I just lowered
can you come
it.
Over here?
All right.
I'll find a different.
So, story. Patrick,
yes,
you did have a bit of a guest appearance on the last. Episode
a bit toward the tail end,
which was like a week ago. I can barely remember what happened.
And I'm wearing the same sweater.
How about that?
Yeah,
we all are, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we're like cartoon characters.
So
you have to dress us exactly
Jay,
alike.
I was going
to
tell you now. Jessica already knew this, but I told Jay that you were a child actor.
Yes,
on Broadway.
Wow.
So in a like cool stuff, Lion King, right?
Beauty and the Beast.
Damn it! I
right?
always get that wrong. I think
right
of like
company,
like
wrong
Simba.
Show.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, someone was holding him up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I think of. Right? Da, Lion King?
Da, da, da. Like this?
Yes! Yeah. Hey,
there we go.
There we go.
Right. There we go.
The dog is up.
But you were in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Now, what part did you play?
Chip, the teacup.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
There's Chip.
Oh,
and then,
so cute.
And then the, what was the older? That
Mrs.
Was
Teapot.
Mrs. Teapot. Was, okay, when you... Turn back into a human.
Yeah.
Do you still have a chip? Like, what happened to that?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Have you not seen the new Beauty and the Beast?
No, I haven't. What happened
I don't
in the new Beauty and the Beast?
Happened.
He's such a cute kid. I don't know. It's not there.
But no, he's got a little chip in
What
him,
does that
right?
mean? There's still chip in the teapot? I don't understand.
A chip. Yeah, chip.
I've
yeah,
never
the,
seen Beauty
the,
and the Beast. I have no idea.
The cup.
No.
The cup is
Should
is
I have
cracked.
Seen that?
What?
So he's a human that has been magically turned into a teacup, and there's a crack in the teacup.
My
so what
idea,
does that mean?
My idea of kids
what
movies. Listen, when my kids were little, you put a kids movie on that they then watch,
which
right?
Is...
And you go do something else. That's the whole point of the kid movie.
And by the way,
isn't that the point of the kid movie?
By the way, in Bill's house,
I don't think I've seen it.
In Bill's house, a kid movie is a tape of the 1992 debate between.
All right, kids, educate yourselves here.
I wanted to see
really
the 84.
Possible.
There you go again.
Have, that may have actually happened.
It's not really a joke. Yeah.
We watched Miracle on Ice. Miracle, not Miracle on Ice.
Miracle.
That?
Miracle.
Miracle, right?
Kurt Russell. Yeah.
With Kurt Russell. And then I made the kids watch the documentary.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think was actually better.
Was this a week ago or was this?
No, this was years ago. This was. But thank you, Jessica, for the
I'm
confidence.
Surprised you didn't
thank
make him
thank
watch,
you for the vote of confidence there. Appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm surprised you didn't make him watch videotape of like the 1980 qualifying matches that got them to the Olympics. Like, I want you to see what Rizzioni's doing here. Watch Rizzioni. Fantastic.
That's like on ESPN Classic 5.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I think ESPN Classic was just created to create divorces. It's like, what are you watching? Oh, a rerun of a sporting match that happened in 1986.
Right.
Do you know the outcome? Oh, I've seen this several times, honey. But I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm going to watch it. And then she just films you for the divorce proceeding.
Well, I'll tell you.
Do you realize how detailed Jay gets
really
with this? Like, it's very detailed.
Some of these might be drawn from life, Bill.
That's crazy. And But I can speak to this in a couple of different ways because I have a lot of DVDs of old baseball games. They release them in DVD sets. And actually, my wife is a Phillies fan, and I got her a couple of years ago Great Games of the Phillies, which there's like four games in the set.
Right, yeah.
But one of them...
Wait. Was that a knock on the
like
Phillies?
Four games.
Was that a knock on the
Miles,
Phillies, right?
Miles.
Jessica, you're a Phillies fan, aren't you?
He's wearing a Yankees jacket.
No?
No, of course
I thought you
I
were.
Am.
Yes.
I couldn't.
Chase Utley, Roy Halladay
well,
just died.
One of the games.
Qualify it. Like, my dad's a Yankees. You know.
He is?
No. My dad's a Phillies fan. Like, I always qualify it because I don't feel that committed to.
Right.
I feel committed when people hate on the team.
The only player I know is Chase Utley.
Who is no longer on the Phillies.
Yeah.
Which is why I rooted for the Dodgers.
At the Dodgers.
World Series.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know.
But Roy Halladay dies.
Yeah, one of the games
I gotta
be
in honest, this. I was moved by that. I mean,
one
I
of
was,
the games in this
know.
DVD set was his sad. Playoff
sad.
No
Young.
Hitter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story in a minute.
Yeah,
Jay will appreciate this.
What about the
real
guys?
Quick? Sorry, I want to get back to the Phillies.
But
Roy Halladay's wife was pissed off at him.
Yes,
did not want him to be a pilot. He's like, this is what I want to do.
Sure. Oh.
So takes her up in the plane. She's like, all right, I get it. I kind of get it. And then boom, dead.
Yeah.
You know what? I guarantee you his last thought as the plane was going down was, God damn it.
Like, shit, she was right.
Me.
Shit, she was right.
She. When I get to heaven, I'm going to hear it from her. Oh, now, you guys
anyway.
Think that is a out of class, that's a classless joke. Every married guy in here knows that thought would be going through their head.
Of course.
I got
I feel like that's a universal feeling.
Yeah. I got into a...
Yes.
I was in a near car accident. Coming back from it was a bikini fashion show I was the MC of. In
so you
Michigan.
Were already distracted.
Yeah.
Bikini fashion show.
Yeah.
No wonder why he's in marriage counseling.
In
honestly, like, no, really, Jay?
I was in Michigan. They hired me to be the MC.
Oh, Michigan.
And what I discovered was I was in central Michigan. This guy just had like $20 million and wanted to hang out with bikini models. So he started a fashion line of bikinis.
And he paid you to be there.
And he paid me to show up.
That's fantastic.
And the next morning I'm driving home. And I hit black ice, which is like regular ice, but you can't see it. And I start, I spun out. And
meaning I'm, like it's slippery.
It's
what you mean by regular ice.
Well, regular ice you can see. Regular ice is...
I get it. No, right. I get it. Right? I'm not sure it needed the explanation. I just...
But I'm just saying, some know people don't know
that's
fine. Black ice.
Did you make a lot of money on that?
No, I did it for free, actually. No, I'm only joking. they paid me pretty well. But I spun around, and like as I was spinning, my car was spinning, Bill. I was going to crash and hurt myself.
There we go.
And
sorry.
The last thought I had was, I didn't get the insurance on this rental vehicle. I'm going to get so much shit from my wife. Even if I die, she's going to find me in heaven.
Right, because she's going to be like, oh, I owe 15 grand on this?
Yeah.
Oh, this
no.
piece of crap rental vehicle?
Right.
I got to pay for the funeral.
Right.
And I got to pay for the car.
Wait, yeah.
You
car
son of a bitch.
Wouldn't cover it?
Is no, it? It's a whole big thing.
It's a whole thing.
I've said, gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I turned down the insurance too. I'm like,
right.
Whatever.
$31 a day.
Whatever.
And they go, are you sure?
Yes. And then they make you nervous.
Right.
And
they say, what if you run into black ice? And you're like, are you being racist right now?
You sounded like Joe Pesci in My Cousin Vinny right there. Are you sure?
I'm positive. How can you be so,
all right, so
sure?
Back to the four games the Phillies have won over the last 20 years.
Well,
they did win a World Series, though.
Yes, and one of the games in this set is the clincher from 08. But one of the other games, which now, like, were it on ESPN
Classic... Do not let
Classic,
us distract you, Patrick.
I couldn't bring myself to watch now, is Roy Halladay's playoff no-hitter from a couple of years ago. So, you know, ESPN Classic, or however many iterations of that there are... you can use its powers for good or to get really depressed.
Right.
I'll
tell you, make a guess which one I use it for, bro.
Somebody needs to up your Wellbutrin dosage.
You know what?
Jay.
I was just in to see The Shrink, and he was like...
Nicole's with you, though. She's like, that is the face of a millennial saying, wow, you're being kind of mean to Jay.
No, it's, I don't think so.
We have a history, though.
Yeah, right.
There's a history.
Yeah. Listen, there's
tension
no...
tension usually... building in this room. It's
there
Friday.
Is tension building.
It's a Friday
yes.
tension.
Yeah, but Gigi is so happy right now.
Yeah,
and mellow.
Gigi's feeling good.
What happened, Patrick, is we had beer.
Yeah.
We have more beer. There's a fridge full. I brought beer. And I was smart enough to bring the beer because I knew it'd be coming from work. And so I brought the beer this morning and filled the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
but
so cold.
But then I spilled some of it. The
it's
dog
so cold, you could have
up,
left
so.
It in the car.
Oh, yeah. So she's drunk. That's why she's so
she's,
calm.
The dog is drunk. Yes.
Gigi, you're drunk. Oh, you're Bill, do you know that you're playing?
I don't have dog
scissors?
Voice.
I'm not drunk.
Yes,
I just forgot how to walk.
On Instagram, you are playing rock, paper, scissors, shoot with anyone who watches Chasing News' Instagram story.
So that's not weird at all.
It's probably a weird creepy.
But
call
let thing. Me guess, Paul.
Is he going to listen to this?
No. Yes, yeah, Paul. Actually, Paul listens. Paul listens to the radio. in the morning, and he listens to the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Actually, as I walked out, I said, I got to go record the podcast. He's like, oh, how many guests today? He knew.
Oh.
I didn't say Nicole. He'll be surprised. No, it's too late. You're out okay, now. Ready? You're out.
Okay, all right.
That's you. That's your story.
Yeah. Wait, I meant to do this.
What I love is that we pause. I do this on the radio too, Patrick. Yeah. You notice this? I pause thinking people are in the room with me.
Well, that's
so like, when we have this dead air, I'm assuming you know that we're looking at Nicole's Instagram right now.
It's theater of the
mind. But they're not.
Well, wait, what's your Instagram?
Visual radio.
Are you allowed to?
Oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi is pretty bad in here. We've had this whole issue.
Are you allowed to? Do you have an open Instagram? Do you want to give your name out so people can come see you?
Oh, yeah, my Instagram is The Glam Cam.
The Glam Cam.
Not The Glam Cam.
Are there underscores involved?
No.
Wait, what did you say? Not The Flange Cam.
Oh, The Glam.
The Flange Cam. No, not The Flange Cam.
In fact, that's.
The Glam.
Glam.
Glam Cam.
Wait, what did you think?
No, I just, because that's the first joke I made when Nicole came on the first time. I said, you can find me on Twitter at The Gland Cam.
The Gland Cam.
Much different.
The Swollen Glands Cam.
Yeah, it's not that swollen.
Oh. Glandkin. Can you
beat Bill?
Glandkin.
Glandkin. Yes, I am Glandkin.
Why do I have such a ridiculous resting face? Look at the fish mouth. Look at the fish mouth.
That's your resting face?
No, it's not. Let me tell you something. I pay very close attention to my resting face. And what happened?
Your lips naturally curve downward. That was like one of the creepiest things I've seen all day.
Yeah, right? It's just
that wasn't good.
Now in the game of rock paper scissors or what's the other Rochambeau or whatever it's called.
That's when you kick each other in the wiener.
What? Yes.
Really? There's another one.
It's from
what
South
does
Park.
Rock paper Rochambeau?
What would something like The Point beat? Like what would
you have just made my day?
My
oh my god. Why not have rock, paper, scissors, point?
Yeah.
I think The Point beats all. Here's what I think. I think The Point beats all, but you can only use it once.
Like the rock.
So it's like you got to know when to pull the finger.
You got to know when to point. Yeah. Know when to walk away.
Yeah, you got to know when to point and know when to fold.
Do you like that? Rock, paper, scissors, point.
But the rock is the beat all, so you might need to do paper, scissors, point. Or point, paper, scissors. Ooh, I like that. Point, paper, scissors. Because right now, the rock beats all. The rock.
No, it doesn't beat paper.
It doesn't beat paper.
Okay,
paper
covers
rock.
Nicole.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't played in a long time.
Right,
I forgot.
So let's play right now.
Okay.
We're going to, right? So it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Point. You got it?
By the way, Nicole playing rock, paper, scissors, where the rock beats all, obviously.
Nicole like throws a rock at you.
No, obviously,
she's playing like street rock, paper,
there's
scissors.
Obviously
it's
a college,
it's street rules.
There's obviously a college party that they were like, let's play strip rock, paper, scissors.
Strip rock, paper, scissors.
And Nicole's like, I'm down for that. How do you play? And it's like, well, rock
beats all.
Rock beats all, and you can't throw it. And Nicole's like, all right, sounds good. And she was like, I keep getting invited over to that frat house. They really like me there. I don't know why. My wife told me that she, you know, the can you touch your elbows behind your back thing? Yeah, right. Okay. So don't do it, Nicole.
Oh. I'm wearing a very conservative sweater. Stop.
I was about to say, do you know why they do the... You know why you do that? You ask a girl, can you touch your...
So you can stick your boobs out.
And my wife didn't know that well into her 30s. She was
I didn't know it
till
now.
To be honest, I never heard of that.
You never heard that?
No. Is that a thing?
I thought you were going to tell me you're more wise if your elbows touch
what
or something.
I love is that Nicole just ran with it.
Yeah,
and
she was just like, boom,
I think your elbows may have touched. I don't know. I averted my eyes and looked at Jay.
Yeah, did you see?
I don't know down, what just happened.
So there's all those ones.
Patrick, is your wife going to be okay with this podcast? That's the question.
She's well endowed, so yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
There you go. What does that mean?
And I she's never, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
well,
I'm very impressed.
Was only for dicks.
Because I, what? Wait.
She thought
it works both ways.
Guess what? We have a title. And there you go.
Only for dicks.
We could just be done. Let's not that be the title. I'm working on new. Listen, Jay, I'm working on new sponsors.
I just never heard someone say that in reference to a woman.
So, like, no, so really? You haven't?
Really?
Oh, no, that's a thing.
It just Nicole learned really, something today.
That's a thing, yeah. Really well, apparently weird. Two things. Apparently the elbow game. Right. Do we call that the elbow game? What is that called?
It's just, you know, if you find a girl who's willing to do it, you hang around her game.
To be fair, what I meant was, not if your wife was okay with playing the game, but I feel like I should qualify.
Yes, my wife loves to stick
around. Yeah, like, whoa, she's well endowed. She's fine with that. Let me just qualify.
Yeah.
I meant okay with the podcast because it gets a little off color sometimes.
Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
I told Eric Scott 6 weeks ago, I want to work election night. I want to be here. You and I were talking about this the other day, how we love election night.
Yes.
And so Eric was like, fine.
I do. I love election. It's like the Super Bowl for me. I love it. Right. Anyway, go ahead.
He said, fine. You know, I'm going to host the call-in portion. You anchor. You know, we'll work it that way. So I was here Tuesday night. What I didn't think about at the time, and I'm a date-oriented.
We're dealing with Eric Scott.
I'm a date-oriented person, so it's not like I forgot this, but this particular year, our anniversary fell on election night. Which is not going to do every year.
How many years?
Two.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you. Well,
I believe that's the twisty tie anniversary.
It's
one is paper, two is twisty.
So it's cotton, which is why I'm wearing this sweater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you got that.
Yes. Is that your gift?
I got this my wife a bale of cotton for our second. I said, here you go. I was very literal minded.
So she said, she was great with it. She was like, I understand you've got to do what you've got to do. This is your job. This is your career. Go for it. We'll have dinner sometime else this week.
Oh, you were in trouble.
So she understands, you know, when.
No, see, I think his wife is. I've met his wife.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. We had meet day on the radio and your wife came.
That's right.
And it was a great, fun, festive day.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt she is tolerant, understanding, gets your whole thing.
When I was 2 years in, I used to believe that stuff too, where she would go, no, no, go. It's all right. It's our anniversary. It's no big deal. Just go.
And all right. Like, oh, fair okay, enough, cool. Jay. Fair enough. However, the fact that she showed up with him is what changes it.
Right.
Like if you were here by yourself on your day off on meet day.
Yeah.
I would have been impressed because I'm like, it's meet day. Everyone should come.
But that
would have been a problem.
Let me give you my impression of my wife hearing the same thing. You know what? I hope you have fun getting a blowjob from Eric Scott, because that's who you're getting from.
Wow, okay. So we're
excellent.
Happy
anniversary.
Did your wife come to election night?
No, she didn't.
But she came to meet day.
But the reason...
She was here for meet day.
Yes.
But also the reason that we didn't...
Meet day was great.
Yeah.
Why? Did you call it meet day and not eat any
You were here for meet day.
Did you not Jessica eat was here any for meat? Meat
were you not here for meet day?
I met her on meet day.
Nicole,
that's right.
Meet day was honestly one of the best radio days.
It was whatever.
It really was.
And Nicole, you would have liked it. A lot of that meat was well endowed.
I thought it...
I thought that...
But did you eat any of the meat?
I'm still... digesting this whole thing about the elbow game.
That boobs can be well endowed. That's my whole thing.
Well, no, you've learned that. That's
what
good. That
you,
could also
what
be
What would you rather me say?
Well proportioned?
No, just like big boobs.
Bouncy?
Large bosomed?
Yes. That's
kind of sounds like
that sounds like an aunt.
Yeah.
Large like bosomed?
Yeah. You're like my Aunt Barbara. She's large bosomed.
I would agree. That sounds older. The whole bosom word sounds too old.
Bosom is just like... You lay on a child
so
lays
the
on
dog,
the
dog.
Right. Gigi's not feeling great.
I feel bad. Here's what happened.
Wasted.
The good news is
you can't motorboat a bosom.
Yeah.
The beer mainly spilled on the table.
I picture it buttoned up all the way to the neck. Yeah. Like a
some
blouse.
Entered the equipment, but we have not broken anything yet.
Okay.
It just became
much
sentient.
Of it went to the computer is now sentient.
That's right. I don't
some
like the way
the
you touch
ended
me.
Ended up on the floor. Well, I'm going to get to the whole computer thing in a minute.
Yeah.
Bear with me. I want to just... So the dog has lapped up some of the beer. And look at her eyes. Oh, boy. I feel... okay. Look,
yeah, that's, oh, boy, right?
That's a dog. That's a dog who's going home with a mistake tonight. you'll see me and Gigi getting in the cab together and like Nicole
Gigi
and Jessica
around.
Running out going, no, Gigi.
Don't do it.
Come home with
don't
us,
do it.
Gigi.
Come on, Gigi. We're your friends.
I like him. He's cute. I like him. He's funny. He's dark in a way that I like. I like that he's dark. I think I can fix him.
And he's furry like me.
Yes, right. He's very hairy, just like I am. And he frosts his tips, so
you know
he's
what?
Like,
Gigi frosts a little bit.
She frosts her tips. Yeah. She has different shadings.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm into
Nicole,
it. Gigi, I'm here, baby.
Hold on. Now, look at Gigi. Look at Jay.
Look at me.
Gigi's hair is on top
Jessica,
of Jay's head.
What do you think? Jay has Gigi hair.
That's like, right. Gigi hair.
Right?
It's really dark and then lighter. Dark
right.
and then lighter.
And I had a very serious point that I was going to make. Oh, I know. I know what it was.
Yeah.
I'm right back to it. So, Patrick, we met friends of Eric Scott's.
Yes,
they were related to the machines that we had in here for the air conditioning.
They were the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, can we talk to them? Are they?
Here, I'll get them on the phone.
Just can you call them up?
Where are they?
Ah, glad you asked. So, allegedly, management fixed the HVAC. Now, how hot is it in here right now?
Hot enough that I knew to wear a t-shirt before I came here.
Right, it's hot. Like,
and I'm never
so clearly
feel hot.
It does not work.
Management fixed the AC problem by making it November.
Yes, that's pretty much what
November
happened.
1st. It probably will be broken again come May.
So Patrick, these machines knew Eric back in the
day.
Can
I hear your air voice?
This is my robot voice. I am an
air conditioner.
That's
the air conditioner.
Air conditioner voice.
That's it?
I went to school with Eric Scott. He was a little stiff.
Wait, that was the voice that you did a couple times ago?
This is the voice.
It was the air conditioner.
That's
the
it?
Voice. What are you
it's
talking
just,
about?
What? It's just a monotone voice?
It's so, basically just Jay's voice.
So where,
monotone.
Everyone is a
crazy. Where did this idea?
Stupid. Wait, what?
Jay, you could really do better than that.
No, I cannot. I mean, he cannot.
Where did the idea come from to interview these units that were Eric's friends?
So
Bill just likes units.
Wow, really? Really? That's where you go.
He sees a unit and begins to talk to it.
It's funny how the right person, and I'm flagging Jay as the right person, can make any word sound a little dirty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have to be the right person to do it.
So here's what happened. The air conditioners were in here with the arms flailing and the noise and the whole thing. So I don't know how it started, Jay, but we asked the air conditioner a question about Eric Scott.
Am I talking as me now?
Yeah, you're back.
I don't remember how it started either. What about you, air conditioner? Me neither.
I know how it started.
How did it start?
Over like who sat in what chair?
Jessica's right.
That's right.
We had a whole battle over the chair because Eric was very unhappy that someone sat in his chair.
Yes.
So the air conditioner that sits in the corner next to Eric's chair clearly witnesses all of this happening. So we asked the air conditioner, what did you see that day?
I said to Eric, dude, you need to chill out.
Patrick's clearly never listened to the podcast because this is a common topic.
Have you noticed that?
Can I tell you where?
Patrick, we're a little disappointed you've never listened, but I'm thinking Nicole is not listening.
Patrick,
either.
I was on Broadway too. I pulled.
Nicole, not listening.
Nicole's texting right now.
Well, to be fair, I'm just a co-guest on this episode.
Who's Tim?
True.
That's my boyfriend. You met him.
Oh, I didn't meet Tim because Tim was at the party that I was invited to but did not go.
And I still didn't ask him about the dinner date. He didn't respond, definitely.
She met him at that frat party where rock beats all.
Can I tell you where, for me at least,
yes,
where the chair thing started?
Yeah.
Right after I started working morning shift, I think it was the first week, you came down with bronchitis or strep throat or something.
I lost my voice for 3 days.
Yeah.
That was
and
rough.
So I wasn't trained on how to do like the first news hour, like the full hour yet. But I could do like Eric's newscast while he hosted.
God, I wish we could
from
play
6
a clip.
To 10.
I can give you a recreation. Caller, you're on the line. I don't like you. You're wrong.
And I'm trying to refrain.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Here.
No, you're good. You're good. You're fine.
It's not Jay speaking, by the way. It's a character. Don't get mad, Eric Scott. Oh, wait. That's
Lou
a human
Thompson
emotion.
Says hello, Jessica.
So.
Hi.
We're getting comments.
Yeah.
No, anyway, go ahead.
I'm doing the newscast in the chair that Eric usually sits in while he sits over, you know, by where you're usually at. And Dan Zarro took a very nice picture and posted it on Facebook in black and white. And it turned out, like, really great.
Who was the picture of?
It was of me.
Oh, like you in the seat.
Doing my newscast.
In Eric's seat.
Right. The first comment on Facebook was, Eric Scott, you're in my chair.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So that, to me, is where the whole thing started, the chair.
You know, Eric Scott won't be allowed back on Facebook anymore because they've banned all bots.
It puts, Patrick, it's tough for you.
It's tough for me.
Yeah, it's tough for you. Yeah. I get it. I think it also happened with the headphones. There was a whole situation with the headphones.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There was a situation. It was a situation. You were there, Jay. Jessica was there.
Remember the time Eric...
Vinny was there.
Remember when Eric got mad because he missed Wapner?
Wapner.
Now, wow. Yeah. I get the reference, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to acting for a moment.
Sure.
Let's just move right on from there. So you were a child actor.
Yes.
We talked about this briefly. As a kid, you were what, 9? How old were you?
When I started in Beauty and the Beast, I was 7.
7 years old. Oh. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
So cute.
Right? Think about that.
Wait, and, but they treated you as tough as the adult.
Broadway in New York City. Like he was a real actor. Nicole, like not like in the school play.
Yeah, not like
a real actor.
Not like in a Hallmark movie he wrote.
Not like Broadway in like Ewing.
Right, not Ewing
right,
Broadway.
Like not a right. Broadway theater, just like actual Broadway.
Like
yeah, in New York Broadway. City.
Where, yes.
Wow.
Palace like a real Theater, actor. Below the Doubletree, across like, the street from the Olive
right.
Garden.
It's cool, right?
Wow.
The Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now, real and now you're in
the real Olive Garden.
Unlimited breadsticks and salad.
You know, when you're there, oh, yeah. you're family, which is why I've never gone there. So I don't want to be treated poorly.
Anyway, back to
yeah. You want to be treated like a stranger.
Yeah, what I'm driving at is yeah. that we were talking about this. So I had this, and you and I have talked about this, Jay. That there's this football coach who's in trouble in Verona. Maybe it's resolved by the time this podcast comes out, 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks ago. And
what's
10
he in
days
trouble for?
Now.
Did we talk about this?
He was being tough with the kids. Is and this, you and I have talked about the fact that kids need to be tougher.
Yeah,
like a little bit of bullying goes a long way.
This is the head slap.
We need
no.
Bullying.
That was another thing, another which was thing. Complete okay. nonsense. The kid, he put his helmet on,
right.
and he smacked him like any coach would do, and he right. got in trouble. This
oh
was,
my god!
Yeah, he's like, hey, all right, good, boom, could face
boom,
charges,
go get him, kid.
Could face charges.
Yeah, because the kid like stumbled a little bit after
yeah.
this
oh
happened.
Oh
yeah.
my!
Yeah, listen.
God.
So Jay and I have talked about this. That, and here's what I'm driving well, at.
By the way, I just love that. Like the parents are like, yeah. Go into that concussion-filled game
right.
where you're going to get
CTE. But if your coach yells at you
so
or taps your head.
Yeah. But the one tippy tap on the side of their head.
Right, that's bad.
He's got 96% of his brain is dead from football. One
but the
tippy
coach
tap.
Just taps it yeah. up.
That's
so
wonderful.
The reason it comes up is because Patrick was on Broadway at 7, and the whoever they are, the producers, the guys mm-hmm. in charge, are as tough on the kids as the adults. Like, it's no bullshit. It's like, yeah, you got to like, perform
oh, absolutely.
Or you're in trouble.
Equally,
it's
right.
because
you're
performing
seven,
for an audience that's paying
show.
$80 a ticket or more.
Right. Well, right. Lion King.
Right.
Beauty
see,
and the Beast.
It's in my head, Lion King.
$400 a ticket.
I should probably watch probably. Beauty and the Beast. I probably wouldn't.
I will.
Beauty and the Beast.
The teacup.
I'm not going to watch it.
Is there a lion in it? What?
There are wolves.
As old as time.
I've seen the Lion King.
There are wolves.
Because I knew the
there
Simba
are no lions.
Thing.
A lot of people don't know this, Bill.
Wolves.
You're identifying
as a wolf today.
I played the Constitution in Hamilton. I came out dressed as the Constitution in Hamilton.
Did
now,
you really?
I was not actually part of the cast. I just came dressed as the Constitution and leapt up on stage. But technically, I was on Broadway as
sounds
well.
Sounds like so. Something they would be receptive to.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there to boo Mike
so
Pence.
It's taken me 8 minutes to get back to this point.
Which
about the did I lose the thread? Is it going?
Wait, yeah, where was it going?
No, I wanted to go with the fact that the kids are treated
kids
like the adults,
tougher.
Right?
Oh,
and
oh,
kids today
way.
Should be tougher. Yes,
did you
like Gigi's toughing it out?
So at 7, could you play every
little bit of beer
night?
Like, Gigi,
or did they
it out.
Have like rules?
Like, right, they had cool. rules. They have 8 shows a week, and I did 4. So I split with another kid.
That's gotcha. A lot, though.
Did you
think
hate the other
that.
Kid?
Yeah.
No, no. We actually we got along. And there were, for the first year, I was in the show for 2 years. For the first year I was there was a kid who was there briefly before me who I split with, and then he moved on to another thing, and then there was another kid
moved
that came
on.
In.
That's Broadway talk for he was murdered by the producers.
That's right. So. But if, and I'll try not to make this too long of a story because nobody wants to hear.
No, I want
to
hear all about this.
No, Jay likes to hear the details.
But. You learn very quickly in that business as a kid that you have to be treated as an adult because at the time that Lion King was coming to Broadway, I was cast in another show that was opening around the same time called Ragtime. And you remember the whole Ragtime controversy last year with the school in South Jersey and they
yes.
couldn't use the N-word,
yes.
you know, this and that.
Which was how it was originally written.
Exactly. And the star of the original star of the show, Brian
Jay's
Stokes Mitchell.
Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. Lay it on us.
No, it's a pun on Ragtime that nobody wants to hear. Go on.
Go ahead.
We
is it racist
hear
it? Or is
no,
it funny?
No, nobody wants to hear this. Please.
I definitely want
to
hear
it. Do we have to know Ragtime?
Listen,
do you see the smile on his face? Like, we definitely want to hear this.
Listen,
he
there's
wants
a controversy
it.
In my house once a month on Ragtime. Go on. Sorry.
I get it. I get it. I understand.
It's a menstrual cycle joke that he's making. And
I get it.
You got it?
I didn't want
Ragtime, the period.
Yes,
Nicole.
Yes. It was highly inappropriate. And
Nicole, before importantly, can you touch your elbows behind your back?
So, Ragtime was produced by this Canadian company called
Live.
Produced
by nature. It's not anything. No, go on. It's,
and
can you imagine he has trouble in his marriage? Like he has to go to counseling. Can you even can't even fathom how that happens?
No.
When you when you got ragtime, did your parents say that you are a woman now?
My mom said that to me.
Nicole, please do not encourage Jay. Can we just not encourage Jay?
No, she didn't say anymore. Just you're a woman.
Wasn't that a song in
what?
Pulp Fiction.
Girl, boom, 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 boom.
Right. You're
You'll
a woman now.
You'll be a woman soon.
How about that? Oh, soon.
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know.
That's anyway, go ahead, Patrick. Go ahead.
Is that
Patrick? Just so you know, if you had listened to this before, you'd realize we go off the rails often.
If you had listened to this before, you wouldn't have agreed to be a guest.
I wouldn't have even needed to because I've done enough morning shows with you where I know that that happens.
The show is pretty much the
same
thing.
It's just that Brian breaks you every 15 minutes for traffic.
That's the
and
only
weather.
Difference. There's no break here. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Has Brian been on this yet?
Oh, I invited Brian.
Yeah.
So did he call you?
I invited Brian.
Oh, Jessica invited Brian on the air. So now Brian is coming on.
Yeah.
We have to work it out.
Do you think he'll make you break?
I want to get back.
Oh my God, he might.
Jessica texts me the other morning at like 4 a.m. and she's like, hope it's not too early to text. And I'm like, I'm sitting at my desk right now. It's never too early. Wait,
I was on Facebook and it was like, Patrick did something 30 minutes ago.
And you're like, oh, he's up.
I was like, all right, I can text that guy.
Does Facebook give you updates that vague? Like, Patrick did something? Like, that feels like, or did it
happen?
Wait,
a bad thing just happened. Hold on. A bad thing just happened. No connection to Paragon. What the hell is Paragon?
Oh, God, did Wide Orbit crap out?
Yes.
Patrick,
can you help us? Is that the podcast? Like, is that it? Is it still recording?
Shit. Don't say that.
What? Patrick, wait. I'm going to let you get in there if you care.
Oh, shit.
Never grow up.
And that's our episode. To give you a little insight as to what happened directly after that little experience that you heard, I'll put it to you this way. If you're a woman and you've ever driven with a man and had car trouble and you've pulled over to the side of the road and the man says, I'll go take a look at what the problem is, gets out of the car, pops the trunk, and then stares dumbly at the engine for about 12 minutes, kind of making noises like he's like, oh, well, it could be the confabulator. It could be the inversinator. Carbon oxygenator, you know, like just kind of pretending like they could somehow maybe fix this or work it out. It was kind of like that, except there were three of us and we were all making those faces. And it was funny. I wish it was a video of it that you could see as we tried to salvage the podcast. And we're all worried that the three that we had recorded, which was episode 32, 33, and this one, were deleted. Luckily, they were not, so we did not have to re-record anything. But we did lose the last bit of podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Before I go, I just want to say that I just re-listened to the opening to send up. I'm not going to re-record it because, you know, it's hard to think of things to say on the spot. It isn't really. I'm just lazy. But as I was listening to it, I realized that my chair was making farty noises. Here, I'll watch. Listen. Hear that? Farty noises. So I just wanted to be clear. If you listen to that opening and we're like, oh my goodness, Jay's doing an opening and farting the entire time. I was not. It was the chair making farty noises. And I have a lawyer. If you contest that, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. So anyway, thank you for listening. On behalf of Bill Spadia, who you can follow on Twitter, at Bill Spadia, and Jessica Nutt, who you can follow at Chasing Jess Nutt on Twitter, and myself, Jay Black, who you can just go to jblackcomedy.com. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have an Instagram. I don't have a Google+. I don't have a Tumblr. I don't have a Reddit account. I'm a nothing and a nobody online. And honestly, you should be too. What are you doing with your life? Just listen to this podcast. Go outside. Write a poem. Dance in a forest. Fight a dragon. Start a gladiatorial combat pit for children. Not to the death, but, you know, just until one of them wins. That's all. Any of those things, much better than being online. But if you are online, make sure at Bill Spadia, at Chasing Jess Nutt. And if you're in the real world, come find me at a comedy show.